My guest at this time is Matthew Staver. He is the founder and chairman of Liberty Council, and he joins us today to talk about the year in cultural issues for 2016. And Matt, it's always good to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Obviously, a big year in so many different ways. Every presidential election year is. Let's start with the results. Obviously, Donald Trump was not necessarily the first choice of many social conservatives during the primary season, although a surprising number of social conservatives did have him as their first choice. And ultimately, when Election Day came around, 81% of evangelical voters ended up voting for Donald Trump. How significant is his election for the pro-life cause, the pro-marriage cause, and so forth?
I think it's very significant. In fact, one of the things that played with evangelical Christian conservative voters is the future of the Supreme Court. And you had diametrically different positions. You had Hillary Clinton, who was going to be an extenuation of Barack Obama and radicalize the Supreme Court. We would never have the same country, frankly, if we had a Hillary Clinton, because we would lose the Supreme Court for the rest of our lives, for a couple of decades, frankly. On the other hand, you had Donald Trump, and the first time ever a Republican candidate said that they do have a test for the justices, and it has to be that they are pro-life. He also gave a list of justices or potential justices that he would choose from a group of 21 judges. Never before has a Republican candidate given a list or said specifically and emphatically that they have to be pro-life. So there was a very distinct choice between these two. And I think that was one of the many things that played within the Christian conservative vote.
Where is the next big battleground? Obviously, politics dominated 2016. Is it back to the courts in 2017, whether it's debating Ohio's pro-life 20-week ban or some other state where these issues are coming to a head? I know that Ohio also tried to pass a heartbeat bill that the governor vetoed. So what do you see as the biggest battlegrounds looming for 2017?
Well, I think there's going to be both in the courtroom, certainly, as well as in the halls of Congress and in the state houses all across the country. That's where the battles are going to be. In the courtroom, you're going to see a lot more of these issues of a clash between the so-called LGBT and same-sex marriage agenda and religious freedom. You've got one of those clashes that essentially is happening at the United States Supreme Court with the so-called bathroom bill coming out of Virginia. We have an argument on a case at the Virginia Supreme Court. These kinds of things will continue to move forward through 2017. I think you'll see even an escalation of some of those. On the other hand, what you also will see is a big battle for the United States Supreme Court, and that'll happen very early in 2017 when the next nominee for that Supreme Court position of Justice Scalia is named. And then after that, if you have another vacancy, that is the future direction of the Supreme Court. A vacancy with Scalia just gives you the status quo, what we had before Scalia, assuming that you have the same kind of a justice that respects the Constitution. But after Scalia, with virtually any one of the potential judges that would be in that place, or justices that will resign, or for whatever reason no longer be on the bench, there you have the future of the Supreme Court hanging in the balance. So that's going to be huge. Also, I think with the new Attorney General, if Jeff Sessions is confirmed, and I think he will be, you'll have him, I'm sure, dropping some of these lawsuits that Obama has pushed, like the Obamacare lawsuit that goes against religious freedom of Little Sisters of the Poor and other religious ministries. I think you'll see also a dropping of some of these other radical LGBT, sexual orientation, gender identity lawsuits that the Obama administration pushed forward. So you're going to see a big change there. But I think also in the courtroom you're going to have a lot more battles coming down the pipe on this clash between homosexuality and religious freedom. You're going to see more battles on the pro-life issue, because what we're seeing in the last 5 years is an explosion of pro-life legislation that ends up in the courtrooms, and so you're going to see more of that. And whoever occupies the United States Supreme Court is going to be a very critical position in these future determinations of the pro-life causes. In the political realm, the sky's the limit at this point, both politically and the administrative state. We now have opportunities that we just never even hardly dreamed about before, to literally reverse so much of what Obama did, not only by executive order, but Obamacare and many other regulations that promoted an amoral, immoral agenda, an agenda that frankly was debilitating and destabilizing to the United States in terms of the economy and also radical Islam. You have a plethora of opportunities, including Israel, we frankly have the opportunity now to move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to the eternal undivided capital of Israel, which is Jerusalem. And that's going to be a big issue as we move forward in 2017. Lots of these things will unfold in the first 100 days and certainly within the first year of the presidency.
Matt, let me ask you about one issue in particular on the pro-life side, and that's Planned Parenthood. There's two issues involved here. One is whether or not you believe this can actually be defunded, as many people on the right hope that it can be. And then also, has not gotten a lot of attention, but the Select House Committee investigating those videos that came out in 2015 have actually referred Planned Parenthood for criminal prosecution. What do you expect on those two fronts?
I think you'll have both of those things moving forward. We've had hopes in the past under George W. Bush with the Republican-controlled House and Senate and the White House to defund Planned Parenthood, and they just played politics as usual. And now what we have in 2017 is a Republican House and Senate. They've already moved forward in the past to defund Planned Parenthood. They've made efforts in that direction to overturn Obamacare. The problem is they had a president that stopped that. Now we have a president who will push that and sign those laws into effect. So I think right now, indeed, even as we speak, there is a congressional committee working on legislation so that as soon as January 20 comes about and Donald Trump is sworn in as the 45th president, you'll have opportunities right away to defund Planned Parenthood and to repeal and have some kind of replacement for Obamacare. So those will happen very quickly. Defunding Planned Parenthood and overturning Obamacare will be some of the early pieces of action that will take place in this new administration. This is a reality. Now, as it relates to prosecution, I think that we've had some good situations develop recently. We had a prosecutor out in California file suit against some of the organ distributors that were procuring their organs from Planned Parenthood. Now you have the House Select Committee recommending prosecution for Planned Parenthood. So I think you could likely see some prosecution and more litigation against Planned Parenthood in 2017. I think their days of federal funding are going to come to an end. And I think they're going to be on the receiving end of prosecutorial aggression by a number of different entities, both state and certainly federal as well. They deserve it. They've long been violating the law, and they're the biggest abortion provider, frankly, the biggest purveyor of human destruction in this country. And it's about time we stopped defunding them or funding them, and it's about time that we started to hold them accountable.
Matt, last question. What is the expectation for cultural conservatives when it comes to Trump? I mentioned the 81%, and it's hard to know how many of those were really excited about Trump or how many simply thought he'd be better than Hillary Clinton on cultural issues because they knew where she stood. So what is the expectation? You talked about the Bush administration and how a lot of talk didn't ultimately turn into very much action. So what is assumed that he's going to accomplish here in 4 years?
Well, I think that there is a high expectation. I don't think there's going to be anybody sitting back and just assuming everything will take place on its own. On the other hand, I don't believe that Christian conservatives are going to be silent if there's not action. In fact, the future of the presidency and many people in the conservative movement is hanging in the balance. I think that God gave us a second chance, gave us a reprieve. And I think there's a lot of people that believe we've got to take advantage of the first 100 days, the first year, the first 2 years of this new administration. So I think there's going to be a huge push, and the expectation is exceptionally high. And I think not only is it there legitimately, I think rightly so, we will see some significant action that we haven't seen under the typical Republican kind of politics as usual motif that we've seen over the last couple of decades.
We'll certainly be watching. In the meantime, Matt, hope you have a Merry Christmas and a wonderful 2017.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. I'm very much looking forward to 2017.
Matthew Staver is the founder and chairman of Liberty Council. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.